The U.S. Treasury's decision to coordinate with Japan to buy yen is the most significant currency market intervention since 2011, 15 years, and it deserves serious analysis. The yen hit 40-year lows, which is a signal of profound stress in Japanese monetary policy. Japan has maintained ultra-low interest rates for decades, while the U.S. Federal Reserve has kept rates elevated relative to historical norms. That interest rate differential creates a structural pressure on the yen. Investors borrow yen cheaply and invest in higher-yielding dollar assets, a trade known as the yen carry trade.
When the yen drops this sharply, the Bank of Japan and the Japanese government face a dilemma that's uncomfortable from every angle. A weak yen makes Japanese exports cheaper, which sounds beneficial, but it also makes energy and food imports dramatically more expensive for Japanese consumers. Japan imports roughly 90% of its energy. The inflation pass-through is particularly painful for ordinary Japanese households, so the yen's weakness isn't a straightforward competitive advantage. It's a cost-of-living crisis.
The U.S. Treasury getting involved is interesting from a policy standpoint because currency intervention is historically something Washington has been reluctant to do unilaterally. The coordination with Tokyo suggests a shared view that the yen's depreciation had become destabilizing, not just for Japan, but for global financial markets. A rapid unwinding of yen carry trades, which can happen suddenly when the yen strengthens sharply, can produce volatility in asset markets worldwide because those carry trade positions are often very large and need to be rapidly liquidated.
Now, the Apple story. Apple's nearly 10% drop Friday erased approximately $475 billion in market capitalization in a single session, which, to put that in concrete terms, is larger than the entire market cap of most Fortune 100 companies. The company issued weaker-than-expected guidance, and investors responded. Nvidia immediately reclaimed the most valuable company title, which had changed hands multiple times this year. Nvidia's position reflects the market's current view that AI infrastructure chips is more valuable than the consumer hardware and services ecosystem that Apple represents.
Ray Dalio's classic bubble framing for AI is worth taking seriously precisely because Dalio has been right before about structural market turning points. His comparison to the dot-com era has a specific mechanism. In the late 90s, the internet was a genuine transformative technology, and the companies built on it genuinely did change commerce, communication, and media. But the stock valuations in 1999 and 2000 priced in returns that the technology couldn't deliver in the short to medium term. The bubble was about timing and capital misallocation, not about whether the internet mattered. Dalio's suggestion is that AI may be the same, real technology, real long-term impact, but capital pouring in faster than the productivity gains can justify.
Meta's situation is a specific case study in that tension. The company is spending at a rate that's compressing free cash flow significantly, betting that AI-driven ad targeting improvements and new product categories will generate returns. The market's initial reaction, selling off sharply on earnings, and the partial recovery on Friday suggest investors are genuinely uncertain about the timeline, not about whether AI will eventually matter for Meta's business.
Trucking stocks had their worst month since 2025 after a $604 million broker liability verdict, which reflects both the direct financial impact of the judgment and broader concerns about the legal exposure across the freight brokerage industry. Supply chain stress from the Strait of Hormuz closure is creating freight cost volatility that's compounding an already difficult period for trucking operators. And Musk's fortune reportedly dropping below pre-SpaceX IPO levels. We don't have a precise figure, but the SpaceX AI contractor dispute, the unpermitted turbine situation, and Tesla's continued struggles are all weighing simultaneously.